Good morning. We have a morning conversation for you today. Toro, the mascot for the Houston Texans, was inducted this year into the Mascot Hall of Fame. The recognition gave us the opportunity to speak with Andrew Johnson, the man behind the mascot. A Kansas City native, Johnson spent a year at Northwest Missouri State as Bobby Bearcat. He spoke with KXCV about how he got started and where his career has taken him.
My name is Andrew Johnson. I was born and raised in Kansas City. And as I was growing up, my parents were always pushing me to play sports. I played baseball and t-ball and soccer. And unfortunately, I wasn't very good at any of those sports and ended up sitting on the bench most of the time and playing practical jokes with my friends while I was sitting on the bench. And I never would have imagined that my role as a bench warmer would lead to a job in the National Football League. I've been here in Houston as the Texans mascot for the last 10 seasons, going into my 11th season with the team.
And here you are. So how did you make the transition to the world of mascots?
Yeah, I'll start at the beginning of my journey. So like I said, born and raised in Kansas City. And when I was in the fifth grade, the mascot for the Kansas City Chiefs came to my elementary school, Casey Wolf. He's got these big round hips and these googly eyes, and he's running around the gymnasium as kids are getting seated, and eventually makes his way to the front of the room, and he breaks the number one mascot rule. He starts to take his costume off in front of all the kids. So out pop two human heads, off comes the Casey Wolf head, and you meet the man underneath the costume. His name's Dan Mears. He actually just retired from the Chiefs after 35 years. During his presentation, he talked about his really cool job with the Kansas City Chiefs, all the cool things he's done, the places he's traveled. He ties it into some kind of educational message. And I don't remember what educational message he brought that day. I just remember that he had the coolest job in the world, and I wanted to be just like Dan when I got older. So fast forward a couple years, my first real opportunity came in high school. I was at Lee Summit West High School. I was the Titan mascot for 3 years. And it was while I was the Titan mascot, I realized that people actually get a scholarship to do this in college. And so I started looking around at different schools and ended up at Northwest Missouri State as Bobby the Bearcat. And it was while I was there as Bobby Bearcat that I found out that people actually made a living doing this. And so that's when I really wanted to start getting some experience, some real world experience, and ended up becoming a backup for Dan. So I was doing about 100 events a year for him, just in a backup capacity. And then was working with the Kansas City Royals as a mascot handler, making sure people weren't pulling on Slugger's tail, making sure he was in position for all the different promotions that he was doing. And so really just gained as much experience as I possibly could throughout my college experience. And then after I graduated, mom and dad are like, well, I think it's time for you to go get a real job. And luckily, I've avoided a real job up until this point. Ended up in Dallas with the Dallas Stars for a year. And then I've been here with the Houston Texans. Going into my 11th season with the team. And I'm just so blessed and so fortunate to get to call this my job. I get to play dress up for a living every single day. And I'm just so lucky and blessed to be able to do that.
Wow. So Dan Mears really was your mentor from the moment he broke the rule, took off his mask. What did you learn from your mentor?
Yeah, you know, I think Dan Mears is just so innovative in the way that he has approached this craft. Dan did it for 35 years. There's not very many people that have that kind of tenure in this business. And so the fact that he's been here this long speaks to the job that he's done. And I love that he's been so innovative. I say that he broke the number one mascot rule, but there really is no mascot Bible. There's no rules to abide by. And he kind of wrote the script for the way that he wanted to do it. I thought it was very innovative, very creative. And he's obviously made a huge impact on my life and the lives of so many others in Kansas City. And he always talked about being a character with character, and that's kind of a motto that we've taken on here with the Texans. Not only do we want to be a character, a good mascot that goes out and makes people laugh and makes an impact on the community, but we want to do it with character. We want to do it with integrity. And those are a lot of the things that I took away from my relationship with Dan. I learned so much about being a father and being a husband, being a man of God. Those are the things that he taught me outside of just being a mascot.
When it comes to engaging with kids in schools, you also wrote a children's book, I understand. What was that project like?
Yeah, you know, my story kind of came full circle. When I got here to Houston, we've got some really fun school programs, and our school programs look a little different from what Dan does. We've got quite the production. We roll in a big video screen. We've got music playing. It's all about Toro, and he comes in with a big entrance, and our main core topic that we go out and teach kids about is bullying. And so when we wrote this children's book, we wanted it to kind of have that message about how to deal with bullying if you're ever being bullied. And so the story is kind of my story growing up in the confines of a children's book where Toro wakes up on Texans game day. He's sitting there eating breakfast, opens his phone, tunes into social media and sees some hurtful comments about the fact that he's a mascot. People are making fun of him for being a mascot. And so throughout the story, he decides he doesn't want to be a mascot anymore. So he tries some different jobs here at the stadium. Toro wants to be a groundskeeper, tries to do broadcasting, tries to be an equipment manager, a cheerleader, and a football player. And at the end of the book, Toro realizes he wasn't made to be any of those things. He was made to be a mascot. And I truly feel like that's my story. I was inspired at a really young age, and I wasn't shy about the fact that this was something that I wanted to do when I got older. And sometimes kids didn't think that was very cool. I mean, a lot of kids grow up wanting to be firefighters and police officers and all sorts of astronauts. And I wanted to be a mascot, and that was different. And so I just wanted to take the opportunity to encourage people to be themselves and be proud of who they are. And that's what this book is all about.
All right. As a mascot, I mean, you have to bring so much physicality, so much energy and kind of stunt work to that job. For those of us who will never be in a suit, what is it like? What is going through your head?
Yeah, if you're ever looking to drop a couple pounds, I've got a costume you can wear and you'll drop that weight in no time. It is a very physical job. But the thing that I love about it is no 2 days are ever the same. You're always on the go, visiting different people. When I came to Houston, I had visited Houston one time prior to actually moving here. And within my first year of working with the Texans, I had visited every community in the city of Houston, been all over the state of Texas, and just it felt like home. You get a really good sense of the city because you're just always on the go. I will say one of the most challenging appearances that we do all year long is our training camp. And so our training camp is right across the street from, when I say challenging, I mean physically demanding. It's one of the most fun events that we do all year long just because of the excitement and energy. You can feel it in the fans. They're just so excited for football to be here. But it is in the middle of August out here in Houston, Texas, where it could easily be 90, 95, 100 degrees and close to 100% humidity. So heat is a real factor when it comes to training camp. You sweat a lot. I can usually be out there for about 30 to 45 minutes before the sweat kind of starts to puddle up in my gloves. And you drop a lot of weight at that appearance, but you can just feel the energy and excitement for the season at training camp. So it is a physically challenging job, but I'm thankful. It keeps me in shape. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, we have you today because you're in the Mascot Hall of Fame, which requires you to win a popular vote organized by that organization. So this talk about the effort amongst your fans, the push to get Toro into inducted.
That's the coolest thing about this whole Mascot Hall of Fame is that it's not about Andrew Johnson. It's about Toro and Team Toro, the collective group that have created this mascot program here in Houston. I'm also just so thankful of the process of getting into the Mascot Hall of Fame. There's two pieces to it. So the first piece is there is a public vote. And so we were asking Texans fans and just supporters of Toro to vote for Toro to get into the Mascot Hall of Fame. And we ended up coming in first in the public vote. And so we just had a lot of support and just so thankful to the city of Houston and all the Texans fans that took time to vote for Toro. And then on the other side, there's an executive committee. And so that's made up of current and former mascot performers that have been in the industry that know what it takes to build a mascot program. And so they have to also vote you in. And Toro was also ranked number one in the executive committee vote. So we came out on top of both those categories. But it just means so much for guys that have been in this industry that know what it takes to build a program, to have their support to induct Toro into the Mascot Hall of Fame really means a lot. And so just really thankful to not only the executive committee, but the city of Houston and Texans fans for making this possible.
From your years as a mascot thus far, what were key moments, kind of pivotal moments that taught you something about how you want to live your life in general that feel really important, that stand out to you?
Man, that's a really, really good question. You know, I've had so many cool experiences as a result of this line of work. Within my first season, I got to shake hands with the living president. President H.W. Bush was really good friends with Mr. McNair, and he would always come to the games and sit up in their suite. And so I would always go visit the suite and got the opportunity to shake hands with President H.W. Bush. That was a really cool experience. There's nothing that beats the energy and excitement of coming out of the tunnel on game day. Texans fans are unbelievable. They show up early. They get in their seats. They're loud. They're rambunctious. And they really create a really fun football atmosphere. And so just coming out of that tunnel, being here on Texans game day, hopping up in the stands, creating that home field advantage, those are some moments that I'll never forget. But on the flip side, I really think that the impact that we make in the community is the best part of this job. talk a little bit about our school programs and being able to take the Texans out into the community to some of these kids that may never be able to come to a Texans game. They've never been to a game. They may never be able to come, to be able to take that energy and the atmosphere of Texans football to them and then bring this this message is really sweet and important.
All right, Mr. Johnson, is there anything else you'd like to add for us today?
Yeah, no, I'm really proud of what Team Toro has accomplished. There really is a team here that has created this program. Just so thankful to a lot of people that have made this possible, that have worked so hard over the years to build up this program. Really excited for the upcoming season. I mean, obviously what's happening on the field is exciting, but we're going to be doing some really fun things off the field. So make sure you tune in for that. Also want to talk a little bit about Toro's social media presence, which I think is kind of what put Toro on the map. Toro is the mascot with the third largest following in all of professional sports here in the U.S. With a combined following of 2.5 million. So Toro's kind of known for being a daredevil. We do some crazy aerial stunts here inside our stadium on game day. So if you don't already, any of our friends up there in Northwest Missouri, would love for you guys to follow Toro at TexansToro1 on all the different social media platforms so you can keep up to date with what this crazy bull is doing at all times.
Okay, and you know, because this is a radio interview, I have to ask for our listeners, did you dress up in costume for this episode? Are you in the costume now?
My mom always said I had a face for radio, but I think you and I are probably in the same boat where I've got a face for being a mascot too, because nobody ever gets to see my face when I'm in costume as well. But no, I was wearing the costume this morning. We had an event, got another one this afternoon. So just looking forward to what's coming up next. We're always got something fun happening.
All right. Toro, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for picking up this story, and thanks for all the support.
That was Andrew Johnson, the man behind Toro, mascot of the Houston Texans. The Kansas City native is in the 2025 class entering the Mascot Hall of Fame. This has been a Morning Conversation on KXCV KRNW. Thank you for tuning in. If you have a story idea or a news tip, email us at kxcv@nwmissouri.edu. I'm Gavin McGaugh.